My next guest is Liz Gleeson, and she's the director of an organisation called Shapes of Grief. And this is, Liz provides a service how social entrepreneurs in Ireland are supported with her kind of financial and mentorship to advance her services, just to, which is training people to deal with grief. Liz, you're very welcome to the show. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me. It's great to be here.
Now, Shapes of Grief. Tell me how this started and the background.
Yeah, sure. So I'm a psychotherapist and I specialise in supporting people going through loss of any kind and the resultant grief that often follows. And I realised very early on that they were seeing a lot of other counsellors and psychotherapists and healthcare professionals who weren't trained in grief and loss. And so I made it my mission to raise awareness for the need for training in the area of grief and loss.
Sure.
Literacy amongst the general population. And I set up a podcast called Shapes of Grief.
Right.
So Shapes of Grief, I have over 100 episodes now. And it's just normal people talking about their experience of loss, what it was like for them and how they came through. You know, how they're learning to live with their loss, how they're adapting to their grief. And I suppose in sharing these stories, it normalizes it.
Yeah.
You know, and it gets people talking about grief and loss. And people feel a little less isolated when they can hear other people's experiences.
And I guess, you know, the shapes of loss, you know, are very varied, but also the stages of grief, I guess, Liz, you know, in terms of, you know, denial, anger, actually realizing that this has happened, the aftermath. It's probably making people recognize the various stages or where they might be at themselves.
Well, you've brought up two really interesting points here. And the first one is the different shapes of grief and the different shapes of loss. You know, we tend to think loss is just a bereavement when somebody we love dies. But actually, you know, there's loss in redundancy. There's loss in retirement. There's loss in a mastectomy. There's loss in the baby that isn't conceived. You know, there's so many types of losses and there's so many types of grief as well. And you bring up stages of grief and, you know, so few people know this. There are no stages of grief. It's a myth. Elizabeth Kubler-Ross, who developed the stages of grief, actually developed them when she was working in palliative care, and she noticed that there were patterns that people went through when they were told that they were at end of life. And somebody along the way thought they'd be helpful and put it on grief, these stages. But grief is not, it's, you can't prescribe it like that. It's so messy and chaotic for most of us. It doesn't have a beginning, a middle and an end. We don't move on from it or get over it. And we certainly don't go through any sort of neat stages. We might feel all of those emotions, but we could feel them in 5 minutes, you know?
Okay. And they could overlap, of course, as well.
Absolutely. I mean, that's a really good point you're bringing up there because, you know, we can feel a variety of conflicting emotions all at the same time. You know, we can feel both relief and despair when somebody we love dies. We can experience paradoxical emotions all the time through grief. And it can be very confusing for people. So grief education, you know, grief training and grief education and grief literacy, these are all terms now that we're coming up with to describe the need to tell people there aren't stages of grief, but there's other theories. You know, there's so many different types of losses. We've got to keep grief on our radar and see who's around us. Are they suffering? Do they need support? And how do we support them? Because a lot of the ways we support them at the moment is through euphemisms and platitudes. You know, you'll stay strong. God doesn't give you more than you can handle. Time heals. We say stupid things that we think will ease it, but nothing.
Well, I think sometimes people are just stuck for words, and you know, sometimes sometimes there are no words, and maybe it's just about being there, you know, and being present.
100%, 100%, and it's never you know, bad intention. We say the first thing that comes to the top of our mind, you know, when we're uncomfortable. And a lot of people feel uncomfortable around grief because they don't understand it. But you're so right, like just sitting alongside someone who is grieving without trying to fix it or advise them or silver line it or put a positive spin on it. You know, those things we know aren't helpful.
Yeah. And now, in terms of obviously your own psychotherapeutic work that you do and your podcasts, you deliver grief training, if you like, to the, is it mainly the healthcare workers or that cohort?
Well, it's actually been a really fascinating experience because when I started up the podcast, it was for people who were bereaved or experiencing loss. But I found that people who were listening were medical doctors, nurses, psychotherapists, teachers. And they were all saying to me, this is really good. I'm really, really learning, you know, about grief and loss and how to support people. So I thought, well, what if I intentionally created a training program, you know, to address people's needs for grief literacy? And I thought it would be the counselors and the psychotherapists who would mostly come. But actually, there's been a vast range of sectors who are taking up the program. Lots of hospice workers, chaplains in schools, teachers, consultant doctors, social workers, nurses, a variety of people, because there's very few sectors, there's no sectors where grief is not part of it, you know.
Sure.
And more recently, human resource managers and companies are looking for support because a colleague has died,
yeah,
or support because one of their employees is bereaved.
Yeah, and I think that's hugely important to equip HR resources with those kind of skills because, you know, it could be a time that maybe they need to take more time than would be, let's say, down on the paper contract, or it needs to be recognised that this is a massive loss for them, whether it's, you know, a bereavement or, you know, whatever it is. And even, you know, say it's, as you say, it miscarriage, whatever, you know, that there's a recognition around the suffering that somebody might not be up to their work at that particular time.
Yeah, so important to understand how grief can impact us. And, you know, we have a spectrum of responses to loss. Everybody grieves differently, and everybody grieves every loss differently too. And for some people, for most people, we manage quite well. We'll adapt to our loss. We need the support always of family, friends, community, and colleagues. And for most of us, that will be enough. But for some people who suffer a profound loss, and maybe it's unexpected, maybe it's traumatic,
yeah,
we know the research tells us that they probably will need extra support, professional support,
yeah,
because it impacts us in such a profound way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, grief is not just about feeling sad because somebody we love has died. Mm. It can be like the ground has been pulled from beneath you.
Mm-hmm.
It can affect the way we think, the way we process life. Everything looks different.
Yep.
Everything feels different. And for most of us, it can be an incredibly vulnerable time. And nobody can take that away. No, we can't change grief for other people. We can't take it away. But we can certainly ease it with our kindness and compassion and understanding, rather than exacerbate it with our ignorance because we haven't become grief literate or done grief training. You know, it can be in a very lonely and isolating place for many people.
Sure, Liz. And there's also, you know, the trauma and post-traumatic trauma if it's a sudden loss, and, you know, which is, I suppose, very much connected to grief. But the traumatic aspect can have a different effect on the mind and body as well, in terms of shock and actually maybe going into freeze motion, you know, that because you're so shocked by this occasion.
Absolutely. And I think it's really important to say that there can be a traumatic loss, but it doesn't mean that someone's going to have a trauma response. Trauma is actually how we interpret something as opposed to the thing itself. So it's how we process it in our bodies. And so some people can experience PTSD when their loved one has died quite peacefully, but they have interpreted it in a different way or processed it in a different way that's too much for their bodies. And then equally, there are people who experience quite a traumatic loss or traumatic event, but however they process that, they may not go on to experience trauma as a result. But what you're bringing up here is a really important point about how grief impacts our bodies. So it's I say this on a lot of interviews I do and my podcast. It's like, it can be like somebody takes a sledgehammer to your nervous system.
Yeah.
You know, and we can remain within those reverberations for months, sometimes even years, you know. And so the importance of being trauma-informed and grief-informed if we're a professional working with people experiencing what could be a traumatic loss is really, really important. You know, the body is so important, even our body supporting someone else, like not being scared to approach them, sitting alongside them, you know, moving towards someone who's grieving rather than away. Sometimes we move away because we're scared we'll make it worse, or we're scared we'll say the wrong thing. And in trying to protect somebody, we can end up making it worse and making them feel more isolated. But kindness and coming forward and coming towards someone rarely is the wrong thing, you know.
Sure. I see also that you're translating the entire program into Ukrainian and offering this version free of charge, which is an interesting aspect.
Yeah, I just, you know, I'm a social entrepreneur and I'd really love to come to that in a minute as well. And for me, you know, what I'm doing, as well as making a living, it's really important to me to have some meaning and purpose in life, because that's what we're always seeking, isn't it? And to be able to use my work for the good of others is really important to me. And there's a lot of Ukrainian people here in Ireland and all over the world who are still in the middle of it all, who are going to need ongoing support. So I just decided to make my program available free of charge in the Ukrainian language to anybody who would benefit from it. I have to give a shout out here to a fantastic Ukrainian translator, Antonina Genko, who is a refugee here in Ireland and who saw a Facebook post that I put on, and she has taken on this project and painstakingly, line by line, is going through the training program, which is over 40 hours, and overseeing other volunteers as well. And we're nearly there. She is nearly there. I'm not going to take the credit for it.
That's
and
fantastic.
Tanina, along with Nina, a volunteer with Shapes of Grief, are bringing this program very close to completion. So it's fantastic. But just to come back to the social entrepreneur part as well, you know, I had developed this training program and I'm not really a business person, you know, and I didn't know how to get it out there. And I came across Social Entrepreneurs Ireland online and I applied for their Ideas Academy a couple of years ago and I didn't get it. And I reapplied at the last minute to another program they were doing 2 years ago, the Impact Program. And I was one of the five winners of that program, and it completely changed everything for Shapes of Grief. They got under this, and along with five other winners, I was put on a nine-month mentor program where we got PR support,
fantastic,
public speaking support, marketing support, mentorship, help to look for volunteers. You know, it was absolutely incredible. Along with €20,000
to use
as I wished for the program. So I was able to rebrand Shapes of Grief. I rebuilt my website.
Brilliant.
I was able to pay for a marketing consultant. So
that's
Social
fantastic.
Entrepreneurs Ireland, I'm part of their community now. And I've gone from sort of being alone, working behind my screen, you know, just with this great idea and not really knowing what to do with it, to actually being a recognized brand in Ireland and, you know, where people are ringing me daily now going, we need you in our company, we need you in our school, how can we access this program? How can we become more grief literate? So they've really helped me to raise the profile of what I'm doing. And in doing so, having a really positive impact on the 30,000 people who are bereaved in Ireland every year.
And it is a huge number when you talk about it like that. So how do people get in touch with you, Liz, and, you know, in terms of, and who are your target market?
Yeah, sure. So just to correct, I gave you a wrong stat there. 30,000 people die in Ireland every year, and each one of those people will leave about 10 people significantly bereaved.
Yeah.
So that's 300,000 people significantly bereaved in Ireland every year. Mm. And that doesn't take into consideration people going through divorce, separation, friendship breakup, or all the other losses we talked about. So to get in touch with me, you can go onto the website, shapesofgrief.com, not shades of grief, as people think, shapes with a P, shapesofgrief.com. And there you can access all sorts of articles, podcasts, different resources, the 100-plus podcasts, and the training program as well. And really, the training program, it's currently being rejigged a little, but in its new form, it'll be at different levels for people's different levels of need. So for teachers who are supporting bereaved students, for the workplace, especially for psychotherapists and counsellors who are supporting people at high level who need appropriate grief-trained therapists. I'm finding that obstetricians are signing up as well because they often have to break bad news to women who are pregnant. So just anybody who comes across people who are grieving loss of any kind, it's relevant.
Okay.
And, you know, we all have an ethical and moral responsibility for ourselves as well, because we're all the bereaved. We'll all experience loss. And to understand it means to be equipped a little bit better on how to carry it when it hits you.
Liz, we're up against the time here now, but I'm thank you very much for giving us all that information and on grief and the very many aspects of it and who can avail of it and how they can get help. And it's great that, I suppose, people whose main skill is in another area, as you say, obstetrician, a teacher, a healthcare worker, but encounter people going through this, can get this help. So, folks, if you're listening and you think this might be good for your company, yourself, your organisation or your fellow workers, shapesofgrief.ie, and it's Liz Gleeson. Liz, thank you very much for joining us.
Yeah, you're so welcome. And just to say, Social Entrepreneurs Ireland, their programmes are open at the moment. So that's really worth looking into as well for anyone listening.
Okay, great stuff.
Thank you so much.
Not at all, Liz. Thank you.